Commander's message. Honor them, no matter where you are. If you want to experience the new National World War I Memorial in Washington, D.C., but getting there is a problem, you can just go out to your driveway, point your phone to the ground, tap the word launch, and find yourself on the plaza. There, you can gaze across the reflecting pool, study the chiseled face of General John Pershing, follow a soldier's journey in a sculpted relief panel, or quietly consider the engraved plea of our ancestors, remember us. Thanks to evolving technology, we can remember them like never before. The free National World War I Memorial Virtual Explorer mobile app takes visitors on a 3D animated tour that those who fought in the war to end all wars could only have imagined in science fiction. That, along with other digital features, can be found at doughboy.org and in the App Store. Through what's called augmented reality, you can peer into the cockpit of a Sopwith Camel, learn the strengths and weaknesses of early tanks and artillery, watch a video history of U.S. battles, and read or submit stories that attach names and faces to the Great War, which produced the American Legion's founding generation. The Doughboy Foundation and the United States World War I Centennial Commission have helped pioneer a wave of new media to honor our military legacy. They are not alone. From Flanders Field American Cemetery to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to the National World War II Museum and many other sacred sites, digital developments are reaching more people than ever before, particularly students around the world. We salute these developments. We must also encourage teachers, scout leaders, and our members to use them. The American Legion has for decades called on schools to give military history better treatment. Now, new media developments like the Virtual Explorer are giving educators dynamic, interesting, and well-researched tools to show new generations the stories, deeper meanings, and reasons we bestow honor at Memorial Day, no matter where we are. National Commander Vincent J. Troyola.